Are you ready for an inspiring half hour about discovering, developing, and living your greatness and building your life around what you do best? This is it. Welcome to the Greatness Zone, practical conversations to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. And here's your host, author, speaker, workplace, and life coach, Jay Forte.
Hey, and good evening, everyone. Welcome. This is Jay Forte in the Greatness Zone. Here at the Greatness Zone, we're all about helping you discover and live your greatness, then inspiring greatness in others. So each of us has unique talents, strengths, passions, and interests. We're born amazing. That's how I like to say it. We're born great. But how do we discover and live this greatness? We didn't get an owner's manual, no guidebook, no rule, no roadmap. So for that, we have to learn to tune into the moments of our lives, to notice ourselves in our world. And tuning in and developing awareness comes from being conscious. Consciousness is our access point to greatness, and to living our greatness helps us play on the cutting edge of life. After all, life's way too big to play small. So discovering our greatness has a lot of people confused. They don't know how to look inside to gather information about who they are. This is because many of us really never learned how to be present, aware, or conscious, because we're always hooked to our technology, and we listen to the outer voices that are so much louder than our wiser inner voice. So to help us with this, we turn to one of consciousness's greatest teachers, Sandy Sedgbeer. Though her career has been in marketing, journalism, and consulting, Sandy's greatness is in her ability as a life alchemist. I love that term. We're going to talk about that tonight. She helps others learn how to manifest great things in their lives. She does this through her profound understanding of consciousness, her ability to help others learn to tune into themselves, to access that potential, that depth, and that greatness. And this lets them loose to play in life on the cutting edge. And as she shares, we already have everything we need to make anything happen. We just don't know it yet. So I asked Sandy to join me to share some of what she knows about consciousness and how she helps people tune in to discover their potential as spiritual beings enjoying a human life, because our potential connects to our greatness. Though a serious player in the application of resonance for personal and business success, you'll find her wise yet humble, articulate yet conversational, and determined yet responsive. It is this great and unique combination that makes her so effective in her coaching, speaking, marketing, and consulting. And she's a member of the Vivid Life radio family. She's the host of the great show, Conversations at the Cutting Edge. So we are truly blessed to have her join our show tonight. Welcome, Sandy. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me, Jay. It's interesting to be on the other side of the microphone.
You know, that was one of the reasons why I looked into asking if some of the hosts on Vivid Life Radio would be interested in being a guest, because, you know, many times the host story doesn't come out as much, and because it's really all about our guests. So here's an opportunity for you to share some of your story. And I have to tell you, you know, we've had some great conversations as we talked a lot to prepare for tonight's show. But I'm so excited about what we're talking about, and that's the practical application of consciousness and greatness and spirituality, and some of the words that sometimes people get a little unnerved by, or they haven't found a practical way of connecting with it. And we're going to get to all that, but because this is your time on the other side of the mic, you know, I really like to start all my shows off by asking, you know, my guests, what are some of the aspects of life that have brought you to doing the great work that you do? So can you give a little background on how it is that you show up doing this amazing work on and around consciousness?
Wow. Well, I used to think my life was all about me, and then I had a rude awakening. I think I was guided by myself from a very early age. I didn't recognize that until maybe just, you know, 10 or 15 years ago. But I thought, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew very early on that I wanted to be a writer. And apparently I told my mother I was going to be a famous writer. And I was 4 years old at the time. I had a very clear direction of the things that I wanted to do and achieve. And I went out to get those things. And I became a writer, a journalist, and then I published several books. And I thought it was really all about me pleasing me and being this, you know, this wonderful, great writer. And I had an experience once when I was on television, and when I was driving home, it was a regional station in England, and so it's about 200 miles from where I lived, and somebody had contacted me who'd known me when I was younger, and they wanted to connect with me. They'd watched me on television, wanted to connect, and on the way home, I was thinking about this person, and I had an amazing instant epiphany, because I realized in an instant that all of my quest, you know, to be this famous person, to be this famous writer, to be lauded and admired, was really all about my ego. It was all about me wanting to prove that I was somebody. And because I'd never felt as though I was somebody as a child. And it hit me, you know, it was just almost like this revelation that unfolded within an instant. But the, you know, the largeness of it was quite big, really. I just realized that I had to stop doing what I was doing, because if this was all about trying to prove to people that I was somebody, well, how would I ever know? How would I ever know if people that I thought had belittled me when I was younger, you know, were sorry, if that they had regrets about that? And I realized the stupidity of that. It didn't change the fact that I wanted to be a writer, and that was part of my path of sharing, but it changed the motivation to be famous. And I stepped back from a very successful career as an author and realized I needed to do some very serious inner work and fill that hole for myself before I could put myself in a position where I could try to talk to or teach others. And the interesting thing, Jay, is once I got to America, I started an online magazine. Most journalists would love to have their own magazine. They can write what they want as often as they want and as much as they want. And I found it excruciating to write the editor's letter, because I understood I had nothing to teach anybody else. Nothing.
You know, I'm convinced that we each get some kind of big life event or awareness, if we could tune into it, that has that information for us to guide us about something we're not seeing. And, you know, with that realization like yours, and I had a similar one where, you know, my entire life was working so hard to make up for the fact that I was the gay kid in my family, and that was all wrong, and therefore I had to make up for it. And I found myself working and doing things not ever for me, just to make sure that the rest of the world saw that I was worth it, because in my own head I wasn't. And that, you know, starts the conversation about awareness. What was the event for each of us that said, hey, wait a minute, there's a bigger thing going here. How do we show up to it, and what could we learn from it? And then maybe that person who shows up on the other side could step into their greatness and start to manifest some of the things that they always wanted in life, but they were held back by something they never knew, that they never knew that was the thing holding them back.
You know, you spoke about consciousness in the beginning, and we are all born conscious. But we lose connection to it. You know, I think society, conditioning, the culture we grow up in, the religion, whatever it may be, is designed to make us small. And we're not. We're big. We're huge. And I really do believe that every single one of us is a leader. We just need to know what we have in our toolbox. You know, we come in with that toolbox, I absolutely believe, and it's filled with unique gifts and potential, and nobody can do what we can do in the way that we can do it. And I think that's the big secret that over the centuries, the millennia, you know, that the church and those in power have been trying to keep from us, our bigness.
Yeah, in fact, you have a great line that says you already have everything you need to make anything happen. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah.
And so
we don't know what's in our toolbox.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, when we were kids, my we were avid Italians, so that meant there was a lot of cooking going on. And one afternoon a week, my mother had one of the six of us, I have five siblings, join her in the kitchen, and we would learn how to cook. And she said these two things, and you know, I totally didn't appreciate it then, but I see the wisdom of it now. She'd look through the cabinet and pull out a few things, and she'd say, when you know your ingredients, you can make something great. She'd tap us on the head, you know, to remind us. And then in the next very moment, she would tap us on the heart And she would say, when you know your ingredients, you can make something great. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You know, back then, you know, as a kid would say, what, you know, stop that, Ma. And now I realized that she was sharing a similar message like you had. You already have everything you need to make anything happen. You just don't know it yet. So if you spend some time looking in, you would see that whatever you need, you have. Go use that.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about greatness. We've all got greatness. We all are great. But most people never get to experience that within them. And yet, there are moments when they're displaying it. I see it when people are in their passion. When somebody, and there's the clue, you know, when you're in your passion, you light up. Every cell in your body is lighted up, and you are so compelling. You know, you see someone speaking about something that they absolutely love doing or have experienced, and they're just riveting to watch. That's right. The greatness. That's the clue right there.
Right. So it's to be aware enough to see that, so that you can say, ah, that's what it looks like for me, so
yes.
that maybe I can start to figure out how am I going to do more of it.
Yes.
So when you, I know we're going to come up on a break pretty quickly here, and what I'd really like to do is to hear some of the things that you do to help people, you know, uncover that or get in touch with that, that, you know, that everything you need you already have. What might you start to help them see or ask about that may give them information so that they come up on it and say, yes, that's what it looks like for me. And then I'm hoping in that same point that we start to see, well, since that's what it looks like for me, I'm not going to check in with everybody else and whether it's right or not. I've got that wisdom now. It is. It's mine. And this is where I should be.
You know, I think one of the things that I do with clients, and, you know, you said at the beginning, resonance marketing, resonance in everything. Because if you are not aligned with yourself and your soul's purpose, then you're not going to be able to deliver your gift to the world as authentically as you should, as you want to. And with that vibration of truth that other people resonate with, we all vibrate to truth. We know it when we hear it. We know it when we feel it. And so what I do with people often, if they are willing, is I will take them inside themselves. First of all, I look at, you know, I've trained in hypnotherapy and NLP. And what I like to do is give them an experience of themselves when they are completely unfettered. And sometimes the way to do that is to take people out of themselves. You know, in hypnotherapy, you can take someone on a wonderful journey out of their body, up sitting on a star and looking down at themselves. And just having that different perspective is sufficient to give someone a different perception. They see things that they didn't see before. They see it themselves more objectively.
And I find that we're just missing the, you know, the couple of habits of stopping and noticing. And
yeah.
In that, you know, creating space for that experience where we could step out and look at it, but not look with an agenda, just look to notice. And in the noticing, just be open to whatever information shows up at this particular moment. And then from that, take it and then decide, so now that I know this, here's exactly what I should and need to do next. So, Sandy, we're going to take a very quick break here. And in the second part of our show, I'd really like to speak, you know, on this. How do we get a little closer to what greatness is? And then really want to know how, when we're in a greatness mode, how does that bring us to the cutting edge? Because I know that's your realm, is talking about and getting people to their max, their cutting edge. So I'd like to visit those two things when we come back from the break.
Okay.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
You were born great. You have amazing talent, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.
Celebrate!
Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers. Nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Hey, welcome back. This is Jay Forte in the Greatness Zone, spending some great time tonight with Sandy Sedgebeer. So excited to have her on the show. And we're talking, as it would be, anytime anybody's talking with Sandy Sedgebeer, we are talking about big things, greatness things, and consciousness things. So, Sandy, we were talking about some of the ways that you help people become more aware so that they get to tap into those that great toolbox of things that they come with. So, you know, I had to roll us into the break and then moving on to the second part. So talk us through a little bit more of some of the things that you do to help people tune in, stop and notice, become more conscious, more aware of the greatness that's sometimes lying in there untapped.
You know, I'm a great believer in experience. Books are wonderful. But they speak to the mind, and I like to take people into an experience of themselves. And as I said before, sometimes you have to take them out of themselves because they're so used to themselves the way they have grown to be. You mentioned a wonderful word earlier about space. People rarely have the space to experience themselves differently because they're so caught up in life. And it's that, you know, motion that they're constantly in that prevents them. I like to take people into a space and out to a space so that they can see themselves differently. They could see themselves not only in a completely detached manner without any emotion, you know, which opens up all kinds of horizons for them, but also without, I've lost my thread there, they have to, you know, they have to see themselves where they can look at the problems and the day-to-day things that have kept them so busy and in motion, and they can see those from a different perspective. Many
right.
people think, you know, spend a lot of time thinking about problems and worries and how can I do this, and they're always in the future or they're in the past. They're not in the present, and it's only from the present that we can really create. So I like to let them look at that, let them see things that they couldn't see before, then take them back into their body and then take them on another journey where they really get to experience the bigness, the unlimited, you know, infinite self, which is something else we rarely get to experience, and really see themselves through the eyes of God, see themselves or source, however you want to call it, but I like to take them into a presence, an ineffable presence, and they get to experience themselves through that unconditional love of that presence. And then they begin to notice things about themselves that they haven't seen before and have a different appreciation for themselves. So for me, it's all about experience. You've got to experience it.
So share with us a little bit of what that might look like for someone in any of the times that you've done, without obviously giving away any of their privacy. But I'm so imagining this, that this awareness then just, it lands you in a place to see things that you never saw before. And you know, if you go to an island or you go to some place that you've always heard about, you get there and you're like, pinch me, this is just too unbelievable. I'm kind of imagining that when we get a chance to step into that greatness, when we are aware enough to see ourselves without all of the limitations and the things that we play small about, those go, that the us that shows up is so much more remarkable and therefore is ready to play on the cutting edge of what can I invent, what can I do, what's there for me.
You know, people cry. They do, because...
Mm-hmm. I bet.
You know, that kind of unconditional love, approval, acceptance, and also expectation of your greatness that you see reflected back at you and that you experience in your body, is everybody secretly wants that. Everybody secretly suspects that is available to them, but have been trained to believe that they can't have it. When they do get it, it's people just melt. I mean, literally, I did a conference last year and I took about 90 people through an experience just like this. And one woman dashed out of the room sobbing, and I had to follow her to ask her if she was okay. And she said, I didn't want to come back, because to actually have an experience of myself like that, she said, was just beyond words. And I just wanted to stay there and experience it more because it's so foreign.
And I love that. Yeah, I didn't want to come back, not because I didn't want to do more. It's just I loved where I was, and please don't let me leave.
Yes. And, you know, the thing is, Jay, that I don't think we can get out of old patterns until something creates a space in us. And this is the essence of hypnotherapy. You know, you do something unexpected with someone and they can go immediately into a trance because the mind doesn't know what to do. In that moment, there is a space. And that space is where change happens. And that's what I like to give people, is to give them a place and an experience where that change can happen and they can have a new realization for themselves. And then that's the cutting edge. When somebody is in that present moment, experiencing that, everything is possible.
I love that. That's the limitless place that we all are trying to be. And then when we look at our lives, we frequently see all of the things that we can't do. And it's because the way that we're looking at it. We don't look at it with the awareness of all that's possible. We look at it with all of the baggage that we've carried through all of the events of life that have reminded us this is not okay, and it's not going to be grand, and it's not going to be big. When in fact, as much as that is an option, or is that as what that's part of what we've been told? Imagine if what you were told was something else, that there is room for all this, that you are that capable, and if you were into that, connected to it, if you made the effort to get there, then what's there on the other side of this is so remarkable that once you saw it, you would say, I'm not going back.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could give every child that experience from birth? You know, wow, what are you going to do next? What do you think? What if we were to say to them, what if? All my life I've asked that question, what if? And that's why I did a lot of things that were, you know, a little bit out of the ordinary. People said to me, you can't do that. And my question is, why not? Why on earth not?
Yeah.
But if children grew up with that expectation of them, that they naturally have it, wow.
Yeah, but just imagine, you know, impose no limit and go for it.
Yeah.
Sandy, our time is close to the end here. So one of the things I wanted to do is to make sure that people who are listening tonight know how to get in touch with you. And maybe they do because you're already here on the Vivid Life Network. But if this is one of the first times they're listening, share with them how they can find out more about the amazing work you do.
Okay, they can go to my website, which is simply sedgebeer.com. That's sedgebeer.com. They can find out what I do with resonance in publishing, marketing, conscious business development, and they can find out a little bit about my resonance process that I offer people with coaching.
It's brilliant. It's a great, great website, and I'm thrilled to have had this time with you in the guest seat tonight instead of the host, so that more of the world hears about some of the amazing things you're doing. And we didn't talk much about this, but I remember you call yourself a shameless sharer, so as you get to know Sandy, you'll find that she has an amazing amount of information that she is willing to share for the benefit of all of us. So let me wind us down here, Sandy. Your passion for guiding and encouraging others to open their minds, connect with who they really are, and show up as their best, most creative, and greatest selves is truly inspiring. So as this show is all about practical action, focused on living in our greatness zone, what are two things, and this is me asking our listeners tonight, what are two things you heard from Sandy that you will consider doing or trying this week? Who can you inspire to show up, step up, and stand out in their life? And how will you see that you have everything you need to make everything happen? So, Sandy, thank you very much for your wit, your wisdom, and your generosity.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share, Jay.
My pleasure entirely. And next week we hear from Rob McBride. He's a motivational speaker and author who is in the process of completely reinventing the next chapter of his life, stepping boldly into a full appreciation life, is the way he calls it, and realizing that this is the way for him to live his greatness. It's all new, and it's a bit terrifying, as he'll admit. So, but he's sharing what he's considering, what he's challenged by, and what he's inspired by as he moves into new greatness territory. This is an important one for all of us, so join us. Until next time, this is Jay Forty, living life in the greatness zone.
Thanks for listening to The Greatness Zone on VividLife.me, a show committed to helping you discover and live your greatness. Tune in each week as we continue to share practical ways to help you live a bigger, bolder, and better life. To know yourself, find your fit, and transform our world. You were born great. You have amazing talents, strengths, passions, and interests. Though born great, you didn't get an owner's manual to know how to discover, develop, and live your greatness. Many people never connect to what is best in them. Jay Forte's book, The Greatness Zone, and powerful workshop, Life Possibilities, share a successful process to guide you to discover and live your abilities at any age. A lifetime greatness formula. Go to thegreatnesszone.com to discover your greatness today.